Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Paul's message was a matter of life and death. In the previous chapter, he referred to baptism as being an act of burial. Through baptism, one life comes to an end, and another one focused on Christ begins. That's why Paul encouraged his readers to make sure their primary focus was on heaven and not on the things of earth. Many of us know the description of someone being so heavenly-minded that they're of no earthly use. Paul would absolutely disagree with that, believing that the person who is focused on heaven would be of the greatest possible use on earth. Paul had a very clear idea of the dangers of allowing our earthly, sinful nature to be in the driving seat. He told his readers to put to death sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires, and warned them against greed. He observed that a greedy person was an idolater, worshipping the things of this world. He knew that a life that was totally focused on earthly things was bound to end in disaster, and told his readers to strip off their old, sinful nature. They needed to put on new clothing, the things that flowed from a life that was renewed in Christ. Paul specified the new clothing that Christians need to put on. They're the qualities which flow from the heart of God: tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. When we live that kind of life, the world around us will be blessed. Indeed, people will be touched by heaven itself. So let me ask you this question. Would you describe yourself as heavenly-minded or earthly-minded? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've made it possible for us to live a new life in Christ. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.